Hey everybody, I'm Matthew Ilaria, and you're watching the Faith for Life broadcast. We're coming to you again today from inside the sanctuary at North Smoke Church, and we are so glad that you're joining us. Now, a few episodes back on the broadcast, we began airing a message called The Life of the Flesh. And in this message, we are learning about how the health of the inner man actually affects the health of our physical body. Now, in today's episode, we're going to look at multiple scriptures that reveal to us that when we yield to things like fear, anger, sorrow, strife, it has a negative effect on our physical bodies. But when we walk in peace and joy and kindness, it actually has a positive effect on our physical bodies. You know, you can get the idea that the reason Satan wants you sorrowful and afraid and angry is just to affect your mood. But he is after destruction. John 10:10 says that he comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And so he wants the destruction that comes when you yield to fear, sorrow, and anger, not just the fear, sorrow, and anger. And so, friend, you and I need to get stirred up about walking in the peace and joy of the Holy Ghost, because when we do that, those things have a positive effect on us, spirit, soul, and body, and they shut down what the devil is trying to do. I know you're gonna enjoy part three of this message. Let's watch now. Because it said a merry heart, a glad heart, cheerful heart is what? It's a medicine, right? One thing that happens in your body that I found in my studies is that stress and sorrow, fear, and anger all fall under stress. Stress causes inflammation in your body. Now, what inflammation is when your body is wounded or hurt, your immune system sends out substances. And what was that? You can see I'm looking at my notes because I'm not a doctor. Let me see here. Let me get this right. Your immune system sends out inflammatory cells and substances when there's an infection or injury. Your immune system does that. So your immune system goes, damn, that's not working right. And so I need to send out some inflammatory cells and substances. And the reason it does that is to jumpstart the healing process. Amen. Praise God. That's why your leg swells up or something when it's cut, because the swelling is good in the sense that your body's working to get it healed. Now, chronic inflammation in your body is not a good thing. And 50% of all deaths in the world now are related to chronic inflammation causing things. Are chronic inflammation things like cancer, dementia, stroke, diabetes, cardiovascular disease. These are all chronic inflammatory diseases. And what happens is when you get stressed, your body sends out those inflammatory substances and chemicals, but there's nothing that needs to be healed. And so by being stressed, you've triggered a response for your body, for your immune system to go, send out inflammatory substances and chemicals because we need healing. We need healing, but you don't need healing. And so your body lives with chronic inflammation, which causes the cancer, the diabetes, the stuff that we read. You still want to be upset about the president? I didn't think so.
Come on.
You still want to be mad at your high school soccer coach that didn't start you? No. I thought that'd help you let it go.
Amen. Wow. Thank you.
See, the devil's just trying to kill you quick.
Yeah.
Now, you know what laughing does? It lowers the stress hormones. It lowers all that stress hormones, all that cortisol is the hormone. It lowers that and relaxes the body.
Amen.
And so the body goes, everything's fine. Now, everything in your life can be nuts, but if you go, ha, 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 the body goes, everything's good, man.
Yeah.
Just chill out. It lowers all that. And so listen to this. Laughing lowers the stress hormone cortisol and protects us from the damaging effects of stress. Wow. Laughing does. Even when it's fake. Your body goes, ooh, that feels good. Do that again. I mean, I think sometimes we're sitting there stressed out, talking bad about a politician or somebody, and your body's going, would you shut up? You're hurting us here. Now watch this. Where is all that angst and strife and stuff coming from? It's coming from in here.
Yeah.
A broken spirit messes your body up. Here's what else laughter does. Laughter boosts the immune system. Now, this is one of the best things you ever heard. It increases the antibody immunoglobulin. Praise God. Said it right. Increases the antibody immunoglobulin, A, which protects against bacteria and viruses. When you start laughing, the body goes, give them some of that immunoglobulin out there. Bop, 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 bop. Give me another shot of that. And how that helps you is, it fights against bacteria and viruses. Wow. Laughing also increases natural killer cells in your body. So your body has cells that if it senses some bad cells coming up, your body has cells that are supposed to kill the good ones, they're supposed to kill the bad ones. Yes. Laughing increases these killer cells, and these attack virus and tumor cells. Laughing also activates T cells, which help protect the body from infection and fight cancer. So laughter improves your resistance to disease. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's good. Laughter does. Praise God.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
I'm going to go through some of these quick. Laughter also regulates blood pressure. It decreases resting blood pressure, reducing risk for heart disease and heart attack. There is an inverse association between coronary heart disease and propensity to laugh. So laughing more means lower heart attack risk.
Amen.
Go ahead. Yeah, praise, praise God. Yeah, give me some of that immunoglobulin. I need that stuff. Laughter helps improve the brain function. Increases oxygen. Increase of oxygen from laughter helps improves brain function, including memory. I just found out half the world's problem. They're dumb because they're not laughing enough. The less you laugh, the dumber you are. You get smarter if you laugh some more. The brain will start working better. Laughing releases, the way stress releases that adrenaline and cortisol, laughing releases dopamine, oxytocin, and endorphins into the bloodstream. Dopamine is the feel-good hormone, helps you feel happy, motivated, alert. Endorphins are the body's natural pain reliever. They are released and relieve pain. Oxytocin induces anti-stress-like effects such as reduction of blood pressure and cortisol levels. Get that cortisol down. It increases pain thresholds that oxytocin does, increases pain thresholds and promotes growth and healing. And so when you yield to joy and start laughing, your body starts pumping chemicals into you, into the bloodstream that make you feel good, that get rid of the pain. When a merry heart. See, this is where we're getting this. See, the doctors have finally caught up to the Bible. It only took them 2,000 years, but they finally got there. Laughing does this.
Amen.
It's like a medicine. Go with me to Proverbs 14. Can I have just a few more minutes today?
Yeah,
praise God. Proverbs 14:30. This one struck me particularly hard. A sound heart is the life of the flesh, but envy the rottenness of the bones. The word envy is talking about jealousy or anger. Then if you look up the word rottenness and bones, it can also mean in this anger is the decay of the body. Anger, the decay of the body. But look at this first part. A sound heart is the life of the flesh. Now, I read over that verse so quickly over the years, I just thought it was talking about, you know, if you have a good blood pump, that's the life of the flesh. That is not what it's talking about. If you look up that word sound heart in the Hebrew, you don't find the word physical heart. A sound heart is talking about a sound inside, inner man. A sound soul, a sound spirit. A sound inner man is what? It's the life of the flesh. Being sound inside ministers to this. Do you hear me? Yes. Let me read you some translations. The Amplified Bible says, a calm, undisturbed mind and heart are the life and health of the body. But envy and jealousy and wrath are like rottenness of the bones. New Amplified Bible says, a calm and peaceful and tranquil heart is life and health to the body. The Message Bible says, a sound heart makes for a sound mind, makes for a robust body, but runaway emotions corrode the bones. What's it saying? It's saying being good in here ministers life to, it helps this. Being unsound in here hurts this. Praise God. The BBE says, a quiet mind is the life of the body. Complete Jewish Bible says, a tranquil mind gives health to the body. Easy to Read says, the peace of mind makes the body healthy. I like the Living Bible. It says, a relaxed attitude lengthens a man's life. Come on, look at somebody and say, relax, man. You're killing yourself. Relax. Just relax. 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 Young's Literal says, a healed heart is life to the flesh. I like the NIV. The NIV says a heart at peace gives life to the body. The Voice translation, I know I'm reading you a lot, but just let it marinate. Just let it wash over you. The Voice translation says a serene heart can add years to one's life. What's it talking about? It's talking about being at peace in here. Helps me out here. I like the Brenton translation. It says a sensitive heart is a corruption of the bones. You're overly sensitive, easily offended and hurt, that corrupts your bones. Can you be easily offended and hurt? Yes. And you need to quit, unless you like corruption in your bones. Help yourself. When you yield to stress, we talked about this last week, your sympathetic nervous system is like the gas pedal in your body. And when you get stressed, it's like pushing on that gas pedal, and your sympathetic nervous system pumps adrenaline and cortisol into the blood to give the body extra fuel. But the body can't use all that fuel that quickly, and so when it stays in the bloodstream, it starts to hurt your body. And that's when it comes back to, it affects your immune system. It affects your, weakens the immune system, causes digestive disorders, heart attack, coronary artery disease, increases muscle tension. Persistent adrenaline surges can damage blood vessels and arteries and increase blood pressure and raise risk of heart attacks and strokes. Why? Because you're driving, because you're stressed inside, and a sound inside is life for the flesh. But envy, this anger, this stress, all this stuff, it's like pushing down on the gas pedal and like driving your car, revving up the RPMs all the time. I mean, driving in the red all the time. It doesn't work. You want to relax now, don't you? I told you you would after you saw this. You got anything to say about President Biden right now? Are you okay? You good, right? How about all your other favorite ones? You know, Nancy Pelosi and who else you like? Ron DeSantis or whoever you like or don't like. You're good now, I bet, right? I'm going to relax. Because I can't drive with the gas pedal down. And I need this body to work well for lots of years. Because I got a job to do in the kingdom. And without my suit, I have to go home. And so I want to be strong when I'm 90. Yes. Huh? Yes. I want to be well so I'm strong to do what God's called me to do. I can't afford to let some politician cause me to start. You think he's hurting the country, you should see what he's doing to your body. We don't need this country to work in the kingdom and but you need your body to. Without this country, you can still serve God. Now, I love this country. Don't misunderstand me. I'm all for it. But you think he's doing something bad in the country, what those politicians are doing to your spirit and your body is worse than that. Killing you off early. Or causing you to live your last 15 years and your body don't even work right, so you can't do anything for God. Praise God. Have you had enough? Or... Let me just give you this as we're closing. The stress pushes down on that sympathetic nervous system pedal. Laughter engages the diaphragm, which is where your vagus nerve sits. The vagus nerve activates your parasympathetic nervous system, which is the brake. And so there you go. And so when you laugh, it's like pushing on your brake and telling your body, relax, buddy, relax. You're going to be okay. If you don't like the president, he's going to be out of here in a couple of years. Just relax now. God's got this country. You're still praying, aren't you, little buddy? Just relax. God's bigger than what they can do. They can mess it up for 4 years and God can fix it in 4 seconds. Just relax. Just relax. And when you laugh, it's like pushing on the brake and your body's going, oh man. You ever got done having a good laugh? And don't you just feel completely relaxed? Because you hit the brake. Say hit the brake. Hit the brake. Hit the brake. Somebody needs to slam on the brakes. Yeah, you need to stop. Let me read you one more. Proverbs 11. Praise God. Everybody good? Yes. Proverbs 11:17 says this, the merciful man does good to his own soul, but he that is cruel troubles his own flesh. Amen. Being angry and harsh and cruel, who's that hurting? Yes. Your B-O-D-Y. Yes. Flesh, that's your body. Being merciless, the BBE says, destroys, a merciless man destroys his own body. Wow. I read this about kindness. Kindness decreases blood pressure and cortisol. It increases oxytocin, which decreases blood pressure. It boosts your heart health, lowers harmful inflammation in your body, can positively change the brain, boosting serotonin and dopamine and endorphins are released when you are kind. You want to know what anger does? You want to be mad so bad, let me tell you what it does. Here's the label on the anger box. You know, you get something at the store, it has a label, tells you like everything that's in the food. Here's what's on the anger box. Causes headaches, digestive problems, high blood pressure, skin problems, heart attack, stroke. Hatred negatively affects the nervous system, immune system, endocrine system. Extreme emotions trigger the release of stress hormones in the brain. Over time, those hormones can lead to increased inflammation throughout the body, resulting in significant health consequences. That's what the verse is saying. When you're kind, it helps. This word soul means it helps you spirit, soul, and body. When you're angry, it hurts your flesh. Is it possible that people are bringing sickness on themselves? Because a sound heart is the life of this. Proverbs 16:24 said, pleasant words are as a honeycomb, sweet to the soul, health to the bones. And so when you talk kindly and sweetly, it helps your body. It's health to the bones, right? Helps you inside. When you say something nice, your whole being goes, please, do more of that. I mean, just check it. I mean, you ever got mad at somebody? No, never, Pastor. I've never been mad since you've been teaching on this. I just quit all that. You ever vented about somebody? Bitter and harsh words and rah, 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 rah. Now, your flesh loved it. But if you checked your body and spirit, they'd be going, man, that was bad. Why did you do that to us?
Yeah.
Pleasant words. You smile and be kind and pleasant, and your spirit and body go, please give me some more of that. That was delicious. That helped me. You get all that biting, all the Biden doing this, and Trump doing that, and DeSantis, and what's the guys? Pritzker, and preachers, and my school, my kid's teacher at school, and baseball coach. You walk around like that all the time. And then you get sick and you go, God, please heal me. And God's going, well, I'm going to because I love you. But he's helping you right now.
Yes.
All right. Stand up with me. That's enough for now. You had enough, I think. Praise God. Praise God. Somebody say this with me. Say, pleasant words,
pleasant words
are as a honeycomb. Sweet to the soul, health to the bones. Praise God. You can't go in the past and change anything you've done up until this point. We have the blood for that, don't we? And so if you've been thinking to yourself, well, gosh, I've been doing that for years. what's that been doing to my body? By the blood, all of that can be washed away. And by the mercy of God, even the effects of all those things can be healed, cleansed, and washed away. I've heard testimonies of people that smoked all their lives and had checkups done, and the doctor would look at their lungs and couldn't tell they ever smoked. Can God heal you of the effects of these things? And so let this only be an encouragement to you going forward, that you're going to yield to peace and joy. You're going to choose it. Praise God. Praise God. The Lord will help you with these things. You are not on your own, but you got to take one step, don't you? You got to step towards Him. Everybody in here can do that. Let's do it right now. Anybody want to get out of the boat of anger and anxiety? And let's get out and let's step out on the water just because the Master said to. Come on, say this with me. And let's release faith right now. This is not a religious repetition thing. Let's shift some things right now. Let's make some decisions and set some things in motion in your life. Praise God. Say this with me. Say, Father, in Jesus' name,
Father, in Jesus.
I choose today to be careful for nothing, to stop worrying, to rejoice always, to stop being sad, to put away all anger, and to stop being mad. I make a decision today to never be afraid about anything. I refuse to let my heart be troubled. And Father, I thank you for grace and help to walk these things out. Whenever sorrow comes, whenever anger comes, whenever fear comes, help me, Lord, to resist it, to stand against it, to not yield to it. And as I do, I thank you that your joy and your peace will bubble up from within and bubble over and come out, and I will walk in the peace of God that passes all understanding. And I will experience the joy of the Lord that is unspeakable and full of glory. Depression, anxiety, fear, anger, I command you in Jesus' name. Go, leave me right now. I cast all of my cares over onto the Lord. He cares for me. Praise God. Praise God. Can you say thank you, Lord? I was praying yesterday morning, and I was casting some cares over on the Lord. And I got two that I had on me. And I said, Lord, I cast these things over onto you. And he spoke to my heart and he said, is there anything else that you would like to get off of you and get over onto me? And he said, because you need to be unloading yourself on a daily basis. Unloading yourself. What's he mean? Anything that's bothering you at all, you need to be unloading yourself. You're not created to function like that. And so I thought about it, and I had a couple more. And the Lord's, I cast one more on the Lord, and he said, I have been working on that one. I'll continue to do so. Praise God. The one that hung the planets in the sky said, I'm working on it. He says, is there anything else? I said, I don't think so. And he said, you don't understand. Or he said this to me, he said, son, you need to remember this about me. I'm a father, and I take great pleasure in taking care of my children. And he said, my heart desires to take care of you. And so get this stuff off of you and let me do what I want to do. Praise the Lord. Friend, wasn't that a powerful message? I hope that stirred you up to guard against things like fear and sorrow and choose to walk in peace and joy no matter what's going on in your life. Praise the Lord. Now, friend, if that message ministered to you, you can go to our website, mam.tv, and listen to the whole series called Peace and Joy in the Holy Ghost. You can watch the messages there. You can listen to them if you want to do that. And you can also find all of the outlines from each message on our website. We also have hundreds of other free resources on the website that I believe will minister to you and be a great blessing to you. So make sure you go check out the website, mam.tv, and be blessed as you do. Praise the Lord.
Today's broadcast was made possible by the partners of Matthew Alaria Ministries and the members of North Smoke Church. Go to mam.tv to become a partner today and help us take the message of faith to this generation.